From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. With just hours before his presidential inauguration, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. But many wonder if the longtime Robert Mugabe ally can bring the change the country needs. Already, the main opposition group says it has not been invited to his inauguration Friday. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says to move forward, the new president must be inclusive.
I hope when they talk of unity, they talk of inclusivity. They mean that they will have to engage people beyond their party, at least for a period to inspire that confidence. A government of national unity cannot just be a thumb-sucking exercise.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ruling party says Robert Mugabe has been given immunity from prosecution. Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in the capital, Harare. Rwanda has offered to give refuge to around 30,000 African migrants stuck in Libya, often in enslaved conditions. It comes in the wake of a video released by CNN last week showing men being auctioned off as farm workers. The Rwanda Foreign Ministry says, given our own history, we cannot remain silent when human beings are being mistreated and auctioned off like cattle. Hundreds of thousands of Africans travel through Libya every year as they try to make their way to Europe. Meanwhile, France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation. Checking the markets, Hong Kong stocks resumed their upward trajectory on Friday, following a 1% drop yesterday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.